team. Huh? I'm easily distracted, so don't say things, because I wander, all right? Hi, I don't know, most of you guys know probably who I am. I'm Tim. I have a last name. I just don't say it that often. Anyway, Josh is, I think he might be back, but he's on vacation. So he had me bring a little lesson to you guys today. And he wanted to start a series on Revelation. And so he's kind of having me open it up, which is kind of funny. Yeah, but, you know, being that the Mayans were so right or wrong, I don't know. That's why he started, because there was all that talk about the 21st? I ignored it at all, so I don't really know that well. So anyway, so we're going to talk about that tonight. And so we're going to kind of open up the floor to you guys. It's going to be a very community-based lesson. So I just kind of want to open you guys. What are some thoughts that you guys have about that book? You know, the one at the end. That some thoughts you have from that you've read from books or magazines or anything like that. Just what are some thoughts you have on it? The book is trying to say. Okay. Have you guys ever, okay, when I was a teenager, the big series that came out was the Left Behind series by Tim LaHaye. And I can't ever remember the other guy's name. What? There we go. And that was huge. It was like the books, I don't know. I had all of them. I had them all on, I don't read a lot, but I had them all on tape. So, yeah, tape cassettes. You guys remember those? Yeah, I guess the first book was like that. I guess CDs kind of came a little later, but I'm old. Actually, funny fact, CDs were invented on my birthday, the year I was born. So, anyway, I'm not that old. Anyway, fun fact, see? Distraction. Anyway, yeah, has anyone ever read any of those? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, please. I can't see myself. Ah, oh, there we are. So those books were pretty interesting. I got really into them, but I had a hard time remembering that they were novels. That was my thing, was you had to remember that this was someone's ideas of what those books were saying, that they were actually a novel. Everyone know what a novel is? Or a fiction novel? Yeah. Fiction means what? Right. So, but a lot of people during that time were considering them to be scripture. So they were giving ideas for the end times that were not necessarily out there. Was there anything else? What do you think the world would look like when it does end? Have you guys had any thoughts on that? Bugs and fire. That's scary. Chaotic. Natural disasters. That's disasters. Lonely. I would be lonely. Huh?
As Christians, we have to be gripped in.
In times when the world's coming to an end, say it's tomorrow, what it looks like. Has anyone ever read the book of Revelations? Yes. Parts. What do you think it's about? Like when you give it a couple words, what do you think it's about? One word. Prophecy. The end. Explain what heaven's like. Yeah. What are the strangest predictions you've ever heard from the book, from people reading it?
That was the big bug thing.
The big bug thing, yeah. The big bug thing. Okay. Yeah. So when you hear about the book, what do you feel? What's a feeling that you have? Because like when Josh told me about he wanted me to start this lesson, I felt fear because there is a lot of unknowns. And people have pre-thoughts on it. And, like, I have certain thoughts that are somewhat different than, let's say, mainstream. So I was like, oh, hopefully we can get through this. But, so that was one of my thoughts is because it's, I really think it's the book that a lot of people haven't read but have ideas on. You know what I mean? And that's what's kind of scary is because you know, they're judging a book without reading it. But a lot of people have read it and do have ideas on it. So we're going to dive into that. So I'm just going to give you guys just a few little facts on what is going on in the beginning of this book, why it was written. During this time that it was written, everyone know who the Roman Empire was? You guys have learned about that in history. And what did they do? Destroyed. They destroyed and conquered and basically at one time ruled the world. You know, not all of it. There's parts they didn't have, but most of it they ruled. But Christians were pretty much ruled underneath the Roman hand. And during that time, the Romans weren't necessarily all into Christians. You know, there was a lot of persecution going on for during that time, right? So the book came at a time when a lot of people's faith was starting to wander. It was starting to kind of go, really, is Jesus really worth this pain and suffering I'm going through? Is Jesus really worth it? So John kind of wanted to give a message out there that John and God, forgive me when I, you know, God is in this all the way, but he wanted to get a message out there to his people that he hadn't left, that he's still around, and that there is still hope in this world. And that's why Revelation was built. It was written, was really to give people hope and to show them that there is God and God is in control and that evil is no longer, you know, God has control. And because in times when you're getting persecuted, you know, you mentioned today you took your Bible to work to school and you got made fun of. You know, that's a little bit of persecution. You know, and you got to remember during those times that God is still with you, even during the hard times. So that's what he really was really wrote for, was to give us hope and to give us understanding that God is with us and that the evil will at the end be beat, that God is stronger than anything out there. And there's a lot of symbolism in it because John and God wanted this book to be able to be read, to be able to be passed down. You know, a lot of people didn't read. A lot of people weren't given the word, but there's stories and symbols were understood, and the Romans could look at this and see this as a piece of paper and could read it, and it says weird things about, you know, big bugs, and it says something about fire, and it's something, but they don't really see the symbolism in it. And the Christian people that know the Old Testament, know God's word, and know Jesus and the idea of Christianity could understand the symbolism and the meaning behind it, and that is why the book has a lot of symbols and a lot of weird analogies and ways of looking at Jesus, you know, how he's described, is because they understood it and the Romans wouldn't necessarily, and they would kind of let the book go on. It's kind of hiding a Bible in, you know, in another book. Does that make sense? You know, when they smuggle Bibles, you know, over, I don't know what book was that I was reading about smuggling Bibles, they would hide them behind dictionaries and other things that were allowed, but inside would actually be a Bible. So that was kind of like the first smuggle of getting the word out there. It's kind of neat. So that is the kind of just the base. Like I said, this is going to be like a 4-part lesson. So Josh will have more, but yeah, that's just the base right there. So Dylan is going to come up and read the first chapter for us, 1 through 20, if you don't mind. Do you want to come up or do you want to do it there? So he's going to read that for us real quick. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to divide up real quick, and we're going to kind of dive into those, what he just read, because that's just a little bit of information out of that. So we're going to divide up into 4 groups if we can, and if we could have a leader with at least every one of those groups. So if you could divide yourselves up, or if you need some help, I can start pointing.
Getting ruled by a king. You know, we've never had that idea of a king over us, you know, the way we are. But they were being ruled by a king, and that to be known, hey, I have power over even that guy, you know, is what he was basically saying. And that's a big deal. So that's a good one. Anything else from that question you guys drew? You guys were talking about 2 words. He's better than gravity. You guys always rely on gravity. But it could go. It could go away someday, but God won't. Think about it. How about that group? Anything else? That's a good one. I don't know if you need anything else. But All right, this group, what was your question?
I mean, that's good. That's important for that idea of Jesus, that he is powerful and that he is God. You know, these people needed to hear that. They needed to see that God didn't just walk on this earth and, you know, do cool things. He was real. He was God. And that's what, you know, that they wanted to get. He was powerful. You know, he had everything about him was perfect. White, you know, anyway, snow. The end of the book already, guys. Like, isn't that the best part of a book report is when you're done? No.
Well,
it's easier to know that you're not just striving for nothing. You know, we're not Christians just because it's something to do. It's, you know, I didn't do Boy Scouts, so I guess I'll be a Christian. You know, it's something that we're striving for something. It's an end result in the end. You know, and I think that's what it was important for them to know. Is this persecution worth it? Is this really worth dying for? And he basically wrote this book to say, yep, because I'm going to win. That's it. I'm the ruler. I'm the winner. You know, there you go. I gave you the end of the book. But, so I'm going to just close it kind of with that. Christ is the foundation for hope and encouragement. And John's message is from the very beginning. John reminds us that his most important thing about the future is not what we don't know, but what we do know. Christ is here, and he is in control. And I think that's a very important, you know, a lot of people wonder what, you know, God is and what time God's coming back and this and that. And we need to not focus on that. We need to focus on what we do know. We know he loves us. We know we have grace. We know there is hope and that there is a reason for being what we are. And so that's, you know, the beginning of what we're going to start learning. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and close this in prayer. And, yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight and the ability again just to come and see your light, Lord. And thank you for everyone here. And continue to let us be Christians for you, Lord. And let us be strong in your name. In your name I pray. Amen.